It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connect you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and it's time this weekend for the 24th annual Redstone Labor Day Weekend Art Show. And Betty Bradley, who has been, you've talked to us so many times over the years, but it's been
in
quite a while.
Yes, it has been
in
a
different
while.
Contexts. Yeah. But of course, you've been involved with the art show for a long time. I want to say, were you a founding member? Or
no,
I know
not
you're there
quite.
For a long time.
No, this is the 24th year, as you said, and I've only lived here 21 years,
okay.
So I was not a founding member.
So for the last 21 years,
been involved. Yes.
And every time somebody from the Redstone Labor Day Art Show comes, they always try and bring one of the artists just to talk a little bit about their work. And Bobby White is one of those. He's from Las Vegas.
Yes,
right?
I am.
Do you fly or drive out?
We drive out. I'm a snowbird, more or less. I spend the winters here in Colorado. I mean the summers. I'm sorry. I'm confused. I have to do anything I have to get out of Las Vegas when it's 115.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and this year they had the thing with the grasshoppers.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. That does happen. Periodically it does. It's happened, maybe three or four times through the years.
You're born and raised in Las Vegas, right?
Yes, yes. All of a sudden you wake up one morning and there they are. And you can't figure out where they came from. And then all of a sudden, they're all dead laying there. And you don't know where they're going to go. And then you got to clean them up.
So interesting. Boy,
yeah.
I bet a lot of changes in Las Vegas over the years. Huh?
You wouldn't recognize the town. I remember you used to walk down Fremont Street, see all the people you knew. Everybody, you could talk to everybody, you knew everybody. It was kind of like silt.
Kind of like Aspen is actually what I was thinking.
Yes, you could walk down the street and see people and you know them and you haven't seen them maybe, you know. And it was very friendly, but not now. Not now. It's like you walk down the street, it's like, get out of my way. I've got places to go.
Fremont has the cover over it now,
yes,
right?
Yes. We used to drive down Fremont Street as a teenager.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I remember driving down Fremont on the way to California.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was great. But
progress, right?
That's exactly it.
So you said you spend your summers in Colorado in this area, in Redstone?
No, not in Redstone, in Silt.
Oh, okay.
I'm on a farm on... where do they grow hay? Hay for horses, good hay, alfalfa.
Okay.
The better hay, the high hay, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, it is Colorado.
Yes.
No. That's an inside joke.
Okay, yes, I wasn't going to talk about that.
Let's talk about the Labor Day weekend art show in Redstone.
Yes.
Again, the 24th annual, such a great event. Have you been to the arts show before,
This is my first time, but I'm really looking forward to it. I was trying to find different shows and stuff that was going on and that was close by for me. And I ran across this one. I was on the internet and I ran across it. And then I called Betty and I said, Betty, do you have room for another artist?
And what did you say?
I said, how did you get my phone number?
And I said, well, it's on the website.
So will Bobby be part of the Friday night artist reception this year?
Oh, yes, she will be. All the artists will be there Friday night from 6 to 8.
And again, this is happens in Redstone.
On the lawn of the Redstone Inn, and there's big white tents out on the lawn, and that's where we always have the art show.
And again, this Friday night is that artist reception from 6 to 8. So this is an opportunity to, I guess, mingle. Is that the word I'm looking for?
It's one big party. The whole town, of course, shows up because we have free hors d'oeuvres and wine and lemonade, too. And it's a good chance just to talk to the artists. We do a few sales, but it's mostly a party.
And again, this has kicked off at least as long as I have been having these conversations about the Labor Day weekend art show. That's how it's kicked off every year.
That's the kickoff.
I really look forward to it as being a new person in the Valley. I really am looking forward to it.
I think all the artists look forward to it. Some of them, they just see each other that one time a year because they're not all from the Redstone area.
Yeah. Right. So there you go. That's how you can satisfy your need for getting together with old friends.
That's right.
Meet some new friends that will soon be old acquaintances.
And it's always great for an artist's ego because nobody's going to stand there and tell you how lousy your painting is. They're always going to tell you how wonderful it is. And then when they walk away, they may have a few comments.
But that's
it's always great.
Right. The patrons, they get to talk to the artist, and they may look at something that they don't like. But then if you talk to the artist and find out what they went through to produce that piece of work.
What's the inspiration?
Yeah, well, then sometimes you get a whole different opinion.
And it's also interesting in talking with the various artists over the years, some of them are unique in either the material that they use or the way they go about their art. And I know that in talking with the artists over the years, they're also interested in other types of artwork that they don't practice themselves.
Oh, absolutely. I've always been a frustrated potter. I've never been able to do that. I'm just amazed at that.
We've talked to potters in the past.
We have two potters this time. You know, it's fun to see what the artists do in their real life because most of these are not professional artists. I don't know if you can make a living being a professional artist anymore. And we have like two firemen. We have some nurses from the hospital. It's kind of interesting how art melds with your real life.
So interesting. Yeah. So interesting. And how art, I think, for a lot of folks is kind of a way to bring the right brain into very left brain type jobs, if that makes sense, or lives, you know?
Yes. And I guess you find some, it's a way of, I guess, burying yourself and forgetting about whatever you went through the rest of the day when you can produce something of beauty.
By the way, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to redstoneartfoundation.org, just like Bobby did.
That's exactly what I did.
Exactly. And again, events, by the way, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The big kickoff Friday night from 6 to 8 there on the lawn in front of the Redstone Inn, where I'm sure I told you my grandparents were married back in 1930.
Wow.
Have I told you that, Betty?
No, I didn't hear that story.
I'll tell you later. I don't want to bore everybody. Because everybody listening has heard the story like 30 million times. And they're like, would you shut up? We don't care. Again, so that's Friday night from 6 to 8. And then on Saturday, events kick off at around 10 in the morning. And you've got a little art workshop for kids.
We have some demonstrations. We have children's workshops both Saturday and Sunday, as well as demonstrations by the artists, both of those days. And then Saturday and Sunday we're open 10 to 5. And then Monday it's 10 to 4. And we don't have demonstrations that day, but we do have a book signing. And this is hot off the presses, this new book that Daryl and Jane Munsell have put together about Redstone.
Oh. And are they from Redstone?
They are. Okay. You know, Daryl was a professor at a university in his previous life.
Right.
And he's written several history books about our area. His last one was on Jack Roberts. And before that, he did one on John Osgood and the Ludlow incident.
Sure, of course.
The history sort of things he's brought out. So this time,
my other grandpa was actually there when that happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On which side?
Well, he was very young, and actually they were not in Ludlow, but they were close enough to have heard about it.
Yeah.
And he remembers being a young kid at the time. Mm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Didn't wasn't there a Colorado Midland line that ran to Marble, I would assume.
The train went all the way to Marble.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they call it a tipple or what it was, right there at Redstone. You can still see the coke ovens.
Right.
But they brought the materials down, and there was a stop at Placida, which is between Redstone and Marble.
Okay. I'm learning something new that I did not know today. And I thought I was such an expert. We know that's not true. Again, the 24th annual Redstone Labor Day Weekend Art Show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. in Redstone. I can't think of a more, I'm sure I say this every year, but I can't think of a more beautiful setting for an art show. Again, the website is redstoneartfoundation.org. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll visit a little bit, some specifics about Bobby's art when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the 24th annual Redstone Labor Day Weekend Art Show. This weekend in Redstone, I can't believe it's time for Labor Day already.
Neither can I. We had a slow start to our summer, I think.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah. Well, because of the high water and the late snow and all of that. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that at your house, was you say it was 34 this morning?
34 degrees this morning.
That's chilly. I know it was 43 at the studio. I'm sorry, 42 it got down to. And, yeah, there was definitely a nip in the air. Mm-hmm. Fall is definitely in the air.
But it warms up in the daytime. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah, absolutely. The forecast certainly seems like it is very...
No hurricanes for us.
No. Thankfully. Bobby, you describe the type of artwork. It's watercolor markers?
Yes, they have, you know, like Sharpie markers, the black markers that you can buy any place. They have them in multicolors. And then when they came out with those, all the paint manufacturers put out their own markers with watercolor paint in them. And they've got like a little brush on the end of them.
Okay.
And then one end's got a brush and the other end's got a regular pen. And you can do a lot of stuff with them. And it's... I started out on paper, on the marker paper, and I really didn't get the effect that I wanted. So I thought, well, I'll go to watercolor paper, which is more absorbent, and it's like painting on rice paper. It's like a blotter. It spreads. The minute you put it down there, it bleeds, so you got to know when to lift it up. And it's technical doing it, but it can be done very quickly, and that's what I liked about it. It was... rather than spending a week on a painting, a regular watercolor painting, I can do these much faster, and I can do them while I'm watching TV, which makes it nice. It's very nice.
Okay. What are you watching on TV that's the inspiration for all of these works?
I hate to say it, but... I love the murder shows, the detective shows.
Oh, like Criminal Minds?
Not Criminal Minds. I don't like the fake shows. I like the real shows.
Oh, like Investigation Discovery, like the Joe Kendas?
Yes. I can understand a good murder.
There's a new episode of Homicide Hunter tonight, by the way. But yet, that doesn't necessarily translate onto the canvas.
No, it doesn't. But it just kind of suspends your mind one way and you have other things going the other way. And it's not a confusing situation, but you're kind of put into an area, a mood that you don't know what's going on around you, really. The time is absorbed so quickly. And you're just going and working with the design and drawing out the design. It's not like you've got a color book. I'm drawing out my design, and I do all that. And I do that in pencil. I cheat because I do it in pencil. And if I don't like it, I can I can erase it and redo it. But this is very permanent. I mean, even more so than watercolor. You know, oil painting, you can cover over it, or acrylic, you can cover it over it. But watercolor and markers, you can't cover over it. What you put down there is what you've got. So you've got to be paying attention. So when your mind is going in three different places, you'd be surprised. It's very, how can you say this? It's very therapeutic. Very therapeutic.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I hate to tell you, but 35 years plus.
Did you do anything else? Did you, as Betty would say, did you have a day job at a certain point?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
So what did you do for a living before you got interested in art?
I was the employment manager for the MGM Hotel.
No kidding.
For 15 years.
And so you've been doing art for 35. So you did that during the time of the big fire back in 1980.
I was there. My office was the only office that was left when the fire happened.
Really?
Yeah, mine was kind of outside the building, the main building. And that was very traumatic. That was quite an episode in my life. the whole thing.
Was that the catalyst to look at something else?
No, I had always been an artist. I wanted to work for Disney. Oh. That was my big thought. But they didn't hire women. in the 50s, Disney didn't have any women animators, there.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah, but it was something I always wanted to do. So after the fire and after we got all back up and running and everything, in 1986, I said to myself, it's time for me to become a starving artist.
And how did that work out for you?
I reached my goal. I've been starving ever since, 86.
And yet you're very happy.
I'm very, very happy. I'm not chasing the buck.
So do you do other types of paintings as well?
Mostly watercolor, big sheeted watercolor. When I say big sheet, I'm saying 22 by 30 size paintings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I've dabbled in acrylic on big canvas, but that's not really what I like. I'm more like a graphic watercolorist. I kind of made up that saying about what kind of art I do. Because everybody asks, well, what do you paint?
Right.
I paint what other artists don't paint because I figure there's enough of them out there painting Indians and cowboys and mountains and streams and oceans.
Sure.
So I thought I'd paint the things that nobody paints. I want to have a new perspective when people come and look at my work. I want them to say, oh, I never thought about it like that. So I kind of gather a lot of it humorous, hopefully. I put a little humor into it.
Yeah, the first thing I noticed when you showed me a couple pieces of your artwork is how bright the colors are. And it's interesting you telling me about your dream to be a cartoonist, and it's like I can see the connection, because the bright, solid colors.
Yes.
And yet somewhat abstract, like the three painting set that you were showing me a second ago with the musical theme and the guitar neck that is like bent around.
Bent and turned.
Yes.
To go with the keyboard, like the keyboard on a piano. Mm-hmm. I want these paintings. When I started doing them, I felt real happy when I got all done with them because they were so bright. They were bright and exciting to me. And I'd put them across the room and stand back and look at them, and I would feel, oh, look at that. That makes you smile. And that's what everybody commented was, oh, my God, they're so bright. And I just love that. I think it's happy. I think it's new. And I love it. And I always want people to look at my work and smile.
I did.
You did, yes, yes.
And Gabe, that's why we invite people to come and talk to the artists, because you learn so much and they love to share so much of their artwork.
Now, the reception is Friday night, Betty, but folks are actually invited to – the artists will be there all weekend.
All weekend.
Because they're selling their art.
To talk to you, yes.
Yeah. And if you have any questions about anything, if you're an aspiring artist, an aspiring animator, stop by and seek Bobby out and talk to her a little bit about
– I love to inspire people that are at a regular job and they've always wanted to do artwork and they're afraid to do it. And I always love to kind of inspire them and tell them to jump in there and do it, have fun with it and do it. And it's exciting and you're being judged. There's no doubt about that. You're being judged. So you got to have a little bit of, okay, I don't care what they say about that horse. It doesn't look like a horse. It looks like an elephant. Okay. But anyway, you'll be surprised.
If it's me, it's a stick elephant.
A stick? Well, that's good. Sticks are good. Everybody needs sticks.
Again, you can learn more at redstoneartfoundation.org. Again, 6 to 8 Friday night for that big reception there, and then 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 on Monday. We talked about some of the events, Betty, a lot of kids' events from time to time. Throughout the weekend, actually, some workshops and that kind of thing for kids to, I guess, is this the appropriate term, get their hands dirty?
That's right, get their hands dirty. One of them is a clay workshop. They definitely will get their hands dirty. And the reason we do this is the Redstone Art Foundation's main thrust is education of art. Our art show profits go for scholarships for graduating seniors from the Roaring Fork High School that are going to continue in the field of art. And we've given a scholarship the last 16 years. And so far, we've given $49,500. So we're pretty pleased with that.
That's not bad. That's over
nice.
$2,000 a year.
Yes,
that's nice.
That's quite a bit for to help a starving artist learn more about their trade, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Again, the website is redstoneartfoundation.org. You can get the schedule, by the way, if you want to take the kids to one of those workshops for children. You can absolutely do that. And again, just hang out in Redstone.
That's right. The workshops are all free as a way.
Thank you for mentioning that. I had it in my mind and I didn't even think to mention it because I thought
that's
it was obvious.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's absolutely free to attend all the events.
Sure.
If you want to buy a piece of artwork, then obviously you
then
work that out.
Then you're helping scholarships. And starving artists.
Starving artists.
Both.
Yes.
Not necessarily in that order. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Betty Bradley from Redstone. So it's the 24th year, so 21 years you have been part of the annual Redstone Labor Day Weekend Art Show. Nothing gets past me. Bobby Wyatt
You're
again.
Just too sharp.
Yeah, right. Kind of like the... I was going to say Sharpies. They're not Sharpies.
But Sharpies.
Yeah, the watercolor markers that you use.
Yes, yes.
So you said watercolor normally, I think, Bobby, as maybe less permanent than a Sharpie, a permanent marker. But it sounds like actually that's not the case.
You know what? Watercolor gets a bad rep. You can make watercolor look like acrylic. Like oil painting with the intensity. It's the technique, knowing the technique, knowing what it'll do and what it won't do. It's just as permanent as anything else.
Is it working with the markers, is it less messy than having to mix the paint and all that?
Yes. You don't have to go through brushes, you know, keeping them clean or it's not as much control when you're using brushes. There's a lot of control involved in how many times you tap the brush, how many times you dip it in the water, how many times you hit it on the sponge, how many times you put it on the paper. Do you brush it on the paper? Do you drop it on the paper? That's all what you have to do with a brush. But with these markers, it kind of just flows out of the brush. And you're not going to get the same lightness that you're going to get in watercolor, that you're able to get in watercolor, but you get a very intense and a very crisp color. And that's what's kind of fun about it. It's completely the opposite, but it isn't. It's the paper you're working on is what's going to make the difference for you. It's always the paper. The paper is very, very important.
It's so funny when you first started talking about using markers and the way that the paper absorbs the ink.
Yes.
Or the paint, I guess, not ink. First thing I thought of is being 3 years old and with the Marks-A-Lot markers.
Yes.
And being told by my parents and my grandparents to make sure there was another sheet of paper underneath so that it didn't bleed through onto the table or whatever.
Well, you know, they have paper now. It doesn't bleed through.
No kidding.
They have the paper that doesn't bleed through. But still, it's got an absorbency to it that if you lay the pen on there, the ink will just continue to flow out. The color just keeps coming out. So it's a control of lifting the pen up and down and moving it at the same time. There's quite a bit to it, but it's very, like I said, it's very therapeutic, and it's kind of instant. It's kind of instant gratification when you're using them. You can sit down there with a small piece of watercolor paper, and you can create a 5x7 piece in less than a half hour, and it'll look terrific. It'll just knock your eyes out. It's gorgeous.
Now,
and it's easy to take with you when you want to go someplace, and you can just whip it out quick and fast. That's what I liked about it too.
For aspiring artists, what is the cost of watercolor markers versus other paint supplies, like those big containers of paint and the brushes and all of that? Is it comparable or is it less expensive?
You know what? It's all not cheap, but it all depends on what format you're going to use. If you're going to be on a very large format, you're going to have a lot more paint and bigger brushes and everything. Sure. If you're going to go small, to get into just plain watercolor, a basic starting kit would probably run you around $100. These markers, you can go down and get a $20 pack of all different color markers and a pad of paper for probably $10 or $15. And you can get into that and start on it and see if you like it. I mean, it's a good thing to see if you like it and to test it.
Now, if you were using the traditional watercolors and say you wanted a certain shade of color, obviously you mix two colors of paint using the color wheel, which was always like calculus to me, but it's you can do that. And it's no big deal because you just rinse out the brush and you can use it again. But with markers, can you do that same thing? Because you can't just wash the color of the marker out. So
no,
can you blend colors like that?
There are some colors that will blend in the markers. I haven't found that many that work that well. Mm. They want you to use the markers also on marker paper, which is it's got a slick base to it, and it's very, very, very slick, so it'll move easy.
So it
but
doesn't
I like
absor-
to do it
on
the watercolor. Yeah, the watercolor paper, you can't move it around a lot, so you got to know where you're going to put it and what effect. And you can go over with another color in the markers also. So it isn't like once you put the color down, you can't put another color on top of it.
You just let it dry first and then go over the top.
And they dry real fast. They dry real, real fast.
Again, you can actually visit a little bit and hang out with Bobbi this Friday night from 6 to 8 in Redstone. Aside from that, you can still stop by her booth and visit with her a little bit about your artwork and maybe buy a couple pieces.
Yes, that would be nice. And I can tell you all about it, what the process was, what my thought was, and maybe you have a new perspective when you leave my booth.
And by the way, it's not just about, again, Bobbi is one artist that will be at the Redstone Labor Day weekend art show this weekend. Artists that do oils, other watercolors, pastels, alcohol ink, which isn't it all? quilts, ceramics, mixed media, photography, of course. We've talked with different folks. Jeremy was his first name, right?
Yes, Jeremy.
I thought so. Thank you. Jewelry, kaleidoscopes, beadwork, furniture, kinetic sculpture, ironwork. Speaking of ironwork, you said former Glenwood Fire Chief Jim Mason does ironwork.
He does. And what I like about his, and I'm hoping he will have at least one this year, is his sculptures that have fire and elements to them. I have a neighbor that has one out by their hot tub, and to sit in the hot tub and have this big sculpture that's metal with the fire coming out the top, looking over the Crystal River, that's living.
Well, just looking over the Crystal River is, there's something to be said.
But I just always found it funny that Jim Mason,
the fire chief,
does something with fire.
Well, you know what they say. You have seen Backdraft, right? Betty, we've talked a little bit about the kids' workshops. Other scheduled events that you want to mention that folks can look forward to this weekend?
Well, if they come Saturday, they need to stay for the concert in the park.
That's right.
Starts
at
5:30, and it's, of course, free as well. Last weekend, we filled the park with people. This week, it will be a duo from Nashville that is folk country, and I think it's called
You Knew Me When.
Yeah.
Always, and they're 20-some years into that, I think,
Yes, I think maybe a few more than that. Lisa Wagner's put that on for many, many years.
Many, many years, absolutely. What about sponsors? Would you like to recognize sponsors?
I would love to recognize our sponsors because we couldn't have this show without the sponsors. This year we have Miller & Company. That's a new one. We have Alpine Bank, Steve and April Carver from the Redstone Castle. We have the Bob and Joyce Rankin Advised Fund at Aspen Community Foundation, Redstone Cliffs Lodge, Redstone Art Gallery, and Propaganda Pie, which is our new pizza place in town, which is great, by the way, Bethel Party Supplies, and the Redstone Inn.
And remind me before you leave to tell you my Redstone Inn story.
Okay.
Lest I forget, right? Again, it's the 24th annual Redstone Labor Day Weekend Art Show this weekend in Redstone. You can see the complete list of events at redstoneartfoundation.org. Again, Friday, the artist reception from 6 to 8 with some free hors d'oeuvres, some wine for the folks 21 and older, some lemonade for the folks not, or if you just don't choose to partake. Then on Saturday and Sunday, hours are 10 to 5, Monday 10 to 4. Again, all of the artists will be there. They'll be ready, willing, and able to discuss the work and maybe take home something that will brighten your home, like something one of Bobby's watercolors.
Absolutely.
Tell me what you call it again when people ask you what type of art it is. You called it watercolor something.
Well, it's more of a graphic. It's more of a graphic watercolor. It's not there's not a lot of blending or anything like that. So there's a lot involved in the composition.
Right.
The composition, if you don't have that right, it's not going to work.
So the outlines,
so
in other
yes,
words.
It's yeah. all got to be set before you start.
I can see why you would do it in pencil.
I do it in pencil first. It's more or less my guidelines, but then I go off from the pencil a lot of times.
So I wonder if that's why, to my lay eye, why it seemed like the colors were so bright, because they are, you know, distinct colors. They're not blended or anything like
yes.
that.
Yes. I try to make it so it's all mixed up. It's really mixed up. I have all colors in all the paintings. There's not really a blue painting, a red painting, or like a mood painting would be. This is very lively, and I do iris flowers that really
iris.
Turn out just beautiful on canvas. And
Some of those this weekend?
Oh, yes, okay. yes. And they're quite detailed, and they're on canvas, and they are, if I don't say so, beautiful.
What's your favorite media to
watercolor?
Well, I know
straight watercolor.
But as far as the type of paper, is it canvas? Is it the watercolor paper?
What I really like is handmade paper. There's a company called Twin Rocker back in Indiana, and they make a handmade paper that the edges are all deckled, and they're loose and they're rough. And when you paint on that paper, it's just absolutely beautiful paper. And the color just sinks into the paper, and it's absolutely beautiful paper.
It sounds like true, like linen paper.
It is.
Like
it is. Very absorbent. They do have sizing on it, but it's beautiful paper.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
If you could not do watercolor, what would you do?
If I couldn't do watercolor? I don't know. I can't imagine my life without doing that now. It's a part of me. I'm too involved in it now. I could never give it up. Never.
Betty, have I ever asked you, do you have any aspirations for art? Do you like to?
Oh, I've dabbled, but I don't really do any.
In what kinds of areas?
Well, I took acrylic painting, which okay. Bobby said she didn't like at all. I've taken watercolor. I don't like it at all.
Okay, but painting of some kind.
Painting of some kind.
Okay. Yeah. Again, you can learn more about this weekend's 24th annual Redstone Labor Day Weekend Art Show at redstoneartfoundation.org. It is, by the way, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And again, your attending this weekend will help support their scholarships to Roaring Fork High School art students that are pursuing further education. And again, so the way you help is if you buy a piece this weekend, Redstone Art Foundation gets a piece of that.
Yes.
So as Betty pointed out before, you help a starving artist like mm-hmm. Bobby, and you also help out a starving student soon-to-be starving student.
Yes. We have 33 artists in the show this year. So we have 33 starving artists.
Again, the website is redstoneartfoundation.org. Anything else either of you would like to mention in closing?
No, just to come out and enjoy the show and talk with the artists. Have a good time.
And thank you for having us again.
Always. Anytime. Again, the website is redstoneartfoundation.org. See you there. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.